So if a person tells you that in order for a person to be saved, they have to believe on Jesus Christ and turn from their evil way and turn from their sinful life, what they're really saying is that they have to have faith and works, is what they're basically saying. And the Bible says that our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Now you say, well, I asked the guy who said that you have to repent of your sins to be saved, and he said it's not works salvation. Okay, but let me explain something to you. Nobody likes to go around admitting that they believe in works salvation, because it's so blatantly unscriptural, because the Bible flat out says it's not of works. Even the Roman Catholic Church will tell you, hey, salvation's not of works. I'm serious. The Catholic Church will tell you salvation's by faith, not of works, but you do have to do this and that and the other. They just give it a different name. It's not works, but you do have to get baptized. It's not works. You know, you talk to the Seventh-day Adventists, man, they don't believe in works salvation, but you do have to keep the Sabbath. You do have to keep the commandments. You do have to obey the word, okay? And nobody wants to admit it. Of course, they're not going to admit it to you. Of course, the devil's not going to come to you with horns and a tail and just say, I'm the devil. He's going to come to you as a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's going to come to you transformed into an angel of light. And so, of course, every form of false salvation is going to package itself as true biblical salvation. Oh yeah, salvation's all by faith. It's just by believing. And all you have to do is just turn away from your sinful lives. It's like, what? You just said it was only by believing. But now all of a sudden you have to turn from your sins. You say, oh, you're against turning from your sins. See, no. I said you don't have to turn from your sins to be saved. Somebody said this. You call yourself a Baptist and you say people don't have to be baptized to be saved. Just because I don't believe you have to be baptized to be saved doesn't mean I'm against baptism. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm for baptism. I'm for repenting of your sins. I'm for going to church 3 times a week. I'm for reading the Bible every day. I'm for prayer. I'm for following the Ten Commandments. I'm for living a godly life. I'm for Bible memorization. I'm for doing the right thing. I'm for it. But let me tell you something. You don't have to do any of those things to be saved. Because if you did, then we'd all be going to hell. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you have to turn away from your sins to be saved, then nobody's saved. I'd like for somebody to stand up right now and say, I've turned from my sins. You are a liar is what you are. Turn from your sins. You've turned from nothing. Somebody who's filled with pride and arrogancy and wants to boast before God and say, I'm going to heaven because I turned from my sin. You did nothing to get yourself to heaven. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. I had nothing to do with it. All I did was reach up my hands with a childlike faith and just cry out unto the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. That's all I did. He did everything. I did what a child could do. Just put all my trust in him. Just put my faith in him. And you know what? There's nothing boastful about that. Oh, I gave up such a life of sin. That's boasting. Hey, if any man wants to glory and boast, let him glory in the Lord. Why don't you brag on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? His death, his burial, his resurrection is the power of God unto salvation, not your 12-step program that you've repackaged as the gospel. The gospel's not a 12-step program. The gospel's not quitting drinking. And look, just to prove it to you, there are all kinds of people who quit drinking every day and they're not saved. They don't believe in Christ. They went to Alcoholics Anonymous. They went to Narcotics Anonymous. And that's how they quit. It had nothing to do with salvation. That's the evidence of salvation. That's the evidence of a 12-step program. And so what I'm trying to say tonight is not that we should continue in sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But if we continue in sin, the Bible says grace will abound. Romans 5:20. You say, why are you so fired up about this? You know why I'm fired up about it? Because it's heaven and hell. Yeah. It's life and death. This is like what it says in 1 Thessalonians 1, where he says how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now, people will say this, oh, isn't idolatry sin? Therefore, you have to repent of your sins to be saved. You know what? If you want to believe that, then just go ahead and believe a lie. just ignore the truth. If anybody just wants to just make things up to try to find some clever way to prove me wrong all the way to hell then. Because the Bible says it's by faith alone.